Good morning, Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Girls in Turkey have gone on hunger strikes for the right to wear them. Women in France say they face discrimination because of them. A college student in Texas was assaulted because she donned one in public. Thousands of New Yorkers, including some doctors, lawyers, and professors, wear them as a mark of religious and cultural pride. Islamic headscarves certainly engender strong feelings. Our next guest is one of a group of artists who explore the meanings of hijab in The Seen and Hidden, Dis, and the Dis is in parentheses, Discovering the Veil, a group show on view at the Austrian Cultural Forum on East 52nd Street through Saturday. Asma Ahmed Shekoh, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have an interesting story because you lived in Pakistan until 2001, is that right?
2002.
Mm-hmm. And you did not wear a veil in Pakistan, but now you do. Can you tell us your story?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to say thanks for having me. And this show has been great, curated by David Harper, Martha Kurzenbaum, and Karen Meisel for the Austrian Cultural Forum, and we've gotten great reviews for it. So, yes, I started to wear it in 2007, and this was a part of a personal journey that has been happening since I moved to the U.S. I moved in 2002, and I got married, and I came to New York, and I was amazed at the variety of people and the variety of places, and it was just big and great for me. I met a lot of Muslims in the mosque, which is the first time I visited the mosque, what happened here. This is a time when I'm discovering myself. It's a new place. You're completely bare. You're sort of recognizing what you stand for and looking at everything afresh. And I started to look at my religion afresh, too. And I met a lot of women, as you just said, were modern and progressive and fashionable, yet they put their religion first. And they practiced it simultaneously. And this was something that I had not seen in Pakistan before. For most people, it was still a sign of backwardness or staying inside your house or not being progressive. And
I guess that's what, you know, a lot of people in the U.S. who don't really, you know, give it more than a passing thought think, which is that if you wear a veil, you are, you know, backwards or, you know, showing your subjugation or something.
Yeah,
like
I understand that because I'm coming from that myself. And being in the U.S. and really I was able to understand, especially in the post 9/11 situation, most young Muslims here have started to open the book, our holy book, the Quran, and actually read it for once and understand it and see what the religion truly says in comparison to what has happened and how people hijack our religion. And you know, so I'm no scholar myself. I'm a person who's struggling to integrate Islam in every sphere of my life and to follow a much bigger value system that our religion has prescribed. And this is, unfortunately, this is a visual element, but it is just one of the many elements of the whole value system.
Let's take some calls. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. We're talking to artist Asma Ahmed Shekoh about her art installation, which we'll describe in just a moment, and about her decision to choose to wear the veil after a life in Pakistan of not wearing the veil, but then choosing to wear the veil in the U.S. as a symbol of cultural and also religious pride.
And
do I have that right?
An act of faith, yes, and a personal choice, yes.
Now let's talk about your artwork.
Sure.
You have a piece of work called Honeycomb. Do I have that right?
The beehive.
The beehive. Excuse me.
No problem.
It is a sort of a honeycomb, I suppose. Tell us what it looks like and what you have in this work of art.
At this show, I think this is the fifth time I'm showing it in New York. And this is a huge installation which is spanned over approximately a 20-foot wall, and it is constructed as a beehive. each cell carries a headscarf with the name of the woman who owns it and where she lives and a statement from her and her occupation. And these are scarves that I collected from women across the U.S. That I don't know. I sent out a call, and about 15 days, 200 women responded very enthusiastically to my call, and I had, in 30 days, I had 100 scarves in my studio. And I put them up as a format of the beehive. I was inspired by a chapter in the Quran called The Bee, which talks about how the bees make dwellings in new places, in a variety of places. And how interesting is it that all the worker bees inside a beehive are female? So all these women coming together across America, supporting a positive Muslim American identity, just felt like a communal living to me, one supporting the other. And for myself personally, who had just started to wear the headscarf as an act of faith, this whole process of collecting and documenting and putting it up was very spiritually strengthening.
Let's take a couple of calls. Farhana from the Upper West Side. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to, I'm from a Muslim background. I'm from Southeast Asia. And after September 11, I have to say that I became far removed from my own religion. I was never part of it to begin with. But after 9/11, I am way far removed that I don't even identify myself as Muslim first. I'm a human being. I'm a woman first.
What was it that made you feel more removed, Farhana?
There's not too much beauty about Islam that I see. It's a very violent religion, according to my, what I see. And on top of it, I come from a very highly educated family. Women are highly educated, and they're never covered up. And I don't really see that covering up is doing anything, adding anything to their life. They're already highly educated, highly respected, very modest, and just covering their head up, what other thing are you adding to it?
All right, let's get a response from Asma Ahmed Chico.
I understand the variety of experiences people have had since 9/11, post 9/11. And to tell you the truth, my mother herself broke away from the headscarf when she was living in Pakistan and went for a higher education and went to school, and my aunts went to school, and then later generations. So, but I have come back full circle to it. I think it's the interpretation of our religion, how some scholars or priests have misinterpreted it. But for me, myself, I have opened the book, I have read through it, I have understood it, and I find it very liberal. It's not about, the covering is just, is does not, I am no judge to say, oh, I'm a better Muslim, or you're a better Muslim, or it is just a symbol. So even if somebody's not wearing it or wearing it, Allah, God, is a judge for who's closer to him or not. It's a personal choice. It's an act of faith. And for myself, this experience has been great.
Let's take a call from another call from Sabat from North Babylon, Long Island. Hi, Sabat.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right, hi. I'm from Turkey, as I was saying before. Well, I believe, covering yourself is not the answer. Mm-hmm. As I said, I'm a Muslim, and in my book it doesn't say anything about covering your head or anything. It just says cover yourself. Mm-hmm. And most likely most people or the, religious people misinterpreted it,
We've had a couple of callers who have been asking about this. Where in the Quran does it specifically say that women should be veiled?
It doesn't say they should wear a veil. It says just cover yourself. Back then, most likely they were told to cover their private parts.
All right, let's get a response from that from our guest. Thanks.
Again, I'd like to say I have no religious authority, though. This much I know, that lots of people interpret it in different ways. And in several places in the Quran, there has been emphasis on modest clothing and a head covering. But there is a variety of interpretation, and I am not forcing anybody to wear it or not. For myself, I found that this is a great means, or this is one of my efforts to get closer to Allah.
Art that you were... The art that you were doing in Pakistan was about American culture, right? About sort of Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's and, you know, all of these things that unfortunately the rest of the world really sees as one of the main outposts of American culture, you know, sort of coming to Pakistan and taking over, as it were. Is that right?
Yes, yes. In Pakistan, I was dealing with the American fast food culture that had come in. And in a way, it was, to me, it felt like a neocolonialism that continued just in the form of food this time and big corporate cultures.
Now that you live here, do you feel more, you know, do you feel more American? Is that sort of account for the change in emphasis in your art?
Yes, it's very interesting. I feel so connected to this country, and nowhere in the world have I found the freedom that this that I'm actually practicing here, so I come again after that work, which was a little critical of our society in Pakistan and how we as a people were changing. Coming here, there's many other things that I've embraced about the society.
And we're gonna have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks to everyone who called. The exhibit, The Seen and the Hidden, Discovering the Veil, is on display at the Austrian Cultural Forum on East 52nd Street through Saturday. Asma Ahmed Shako, thank you so much for joining us. And thanks to everyone who called. And if you want to take a look at her artwork, The Beehive, you can go to WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer page, and you can link to her artwork and to the exhibit. Thanks so much.